just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long.
Hello, you are about to tune in to WRUV Exposure. We're here from 6 to 8 p.m. every Wednesday. Today we have Rabbitfoot in the studio, and we are so excited to get right into it. So, let's begin.
Everybody, guess what? It's a Wednesday evening at 6 p.m., and that means it's exposure time.
Yeah.
What? In the studio today, we have Rabbitfoot. We're super excited to get into it, listen to some good music, and ask you some fun questions. I'm Ivy.
I'm DJ Logue.
And yeah, this is WREV Exposure. Let's get right into it. Play us the first song.
Thank you.
my gosh.
That was awesome.
Yeah, thanks so much. Why don't you guys go around, introduce yourselves, tell us what you play.
We're Rabbitfoot. My name's Caleb. I play guitar.
You got a mic, Hunter?
Yeah, I think so. I'm Hunter, and I play drums.
I'm Zach. I play bass.
And I'm Will, and I also play guitar and sing.
Sweet. Yeah, I mean, I saw you guys at Spud Spot a while back. You guys are awesome. We're so glad to have you in the studio today.
We're so glad to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yay. Well, no, this is cool because I don't think Exposure gets to see a lot of more like rock-based things. I feel like it's often a little jazzy, maybe a little jammy. This is nice. Change of pace.
We're bringing the punk back.
Why don't you tell us about some of your influences? Maybe some musicians that inspire you guys?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like the biggest one is probably like the Smashing Pumpkins, and like in particular their album Siamese Dream. That's kind of like our Bible. I'd say probably Hum too. From the 90s.
Yeah, You'd Prefer an Astronaut is another great album. In the same vein, like Dismemberment Plan, like the early 2000s stuff. Really like the zany kind of rock.
Zany, describe that.
Like, not so serious in like the arena way, and like a little bit weird with the time signatures, I guess, is what okay. I would say.
Totally. Yeah.
Nice.
And I feel like for like newer stuff, we really like Tagabo, They're Getting a Body of Water, and like Horse Jumper of Love are really cool.
Do you have like a process of finding new music just to listen to and stuff? Because I honestly kind of find it difficult to, I don't know, find musicians and artists that resemble the sounds of the 90s. And I gotta say, I was always a big fan of that stuff. And I don't know, it seems like it's depleting, but you seem to have a good grasp on new 90s style music.
This is maybe a little bit embarrassing, but like weird subgenre Reddit.
Hey, you kept like, it real with that.
They'll list like maybe like 30 albums, and most of them are pretty bad, but there's a couple that are really, really good in there.
Awesome. I love Reddit. It just feels like the voice of the people, honestly.
Yeah, long live Reddit.
Long live Reddit.
Yeah, I have to agree, like, I mean, I've seen you guys at Spud Spot before. Also, I think it's called the Litter Box. Yeah. Like, you guys, the audio listeners, like, crazy mosh pits. Like, I love you guys. So, what do you think about, like, the Burlington music scene? How has that impacted your sound and just overall 90s involved, whatever it might be?
I feel like the scene now, like, I don't really know how we started doing all this stuff because there isn't really like a huge scene around here, I feel like, for harder music. I mean, there are a couple bands like up and coming now, but it's really stayed like mostly like jammy or indie. But yeah, I don't know. Like once some people start doing it, like other people catch on and around here, and you're seeing a lot of other cool bands like underclassmen coming up and that are like sounding pretty good. So I hope more people start playing like harder stuff around here, because the community definitely has a good it has a good like thing going for it. So
yeah, shout out Tabernacle, shout out Fundamental Ooh. Issue.
One of my buddies is in Tabernacle. So
yeah, let's go.
Well, I mean, yeah, I've definitely noticed a shift from when I first started going to UVM, and like now it is definitely morphing into a new alternative scene. It's awesome.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a shift, but it just needs to be bigger, you know.
Totally.
Like it's definitely shifting, but
I mean, we had like Pawns before us, and
I thought they were Boston.
They're from New York, I think, right?
They're based in New York now, but they all met up here. And so they graduated like a year or two before us, and then that kind of scene died down and turned into like the more jammy scene. And then
you guys are bringing it back though. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's hear another song of yours.
Welcome back to WRV 90.1 FM Burlington. We are back with Rabbit Foot here on a beautiful exposure night. I want to know the origins of this band, your writing process, all that. What was that song, and can you describe how it came about?
That last song was called Steeple. That song took a long time. That's like the fifth or sixth version of that track, and it sounds like nothing like how it started. But we're kind of like a part by part kind of songwriter type band, I guess. So like we'll just kind of try and mishmash things together as best we can until it feels kind of like natural and like nice, but it takes a lot of maneuvering sometimes.
Totally. Do you think like you start from the ground up with instrumental first and then writing, Or, I mean, of course, that song had no vocals.
Yeah, definitely. I think all these songs we play tonight that don't have vocals, hopefully will have vocals soon. But that's just like, none of us, I guess, are really used to it yet. So we're just like trying to figure that out still.
That's sweet, yeah.
Yeah, I think you guys are tight, you know. All moving along at the same speed. So that was, it's nice. I feel like, you know, bands can be like, all right, you know, but like, what I'm trying to say is that like you guys have like, it locks in, you know, because you guys are all on the same page, which is like infinite times better than a band that plays a good song and then it's like not together. Anyway, I'm impressed.
Thank you.
How'd you guys meet? How did this whole band come about?
I mean, I feel like, so we all came into UVM. Okay, so we all came into UVM around like 2020, so like right at COVID. So we didn't, like, I guess Zach and Will knew each other freshman year, but Hunter and I were on a different part of campus. And so, you know, we didn't really ever see each other or, you know, hang out at all. But then via mutual friends, I guess, at the end of freshman year, we all kind of met up. And then sophomore year, we were all on Trinity, I guess, and we all were just kind of hanging out there. And then, you know, everyone was just kind of like in their own bands and doing their own thing. And then as all of those kind of like dressed up.
Just the elephant in the room.
What? Oh yeah, I guess. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess we were in different bands, and then, you know, they kind of just dissolved. One thing led to another, and then we were just kind of like, yeah, let's play some hard rock music.
Yeah.
And these three guys started this band in like summer of 2023.
Oh, yeah. I guess, yeah, I should mention that, too. Hunter, Zach, and myself, this is Caleb, all live together in the same house. So we were just all kind of, we were jamming all the time. And then, you know, Will is a wonderful guitarist.
Yeah, Will was a no-brainer.
We were like, oh, we need another guitarist for this band. And we were like, well, you know, Will Rocket. Who else?
Free agent.
Well, it was meant to be, man. This is sick.
Thank you.
What kind of instruments are you guys playing? I feel like there's some nice looking instruments in here.
I play a guitar that's not meant for this genre. It's a D'Angelico Boardwalk. It's a jazz guitar.
I love a hollow body guitar.
I do too. They're really nice, but I think it works just fine. But you know. Yeah, that's what I play.
It's just fine. It's just fine.
It's fine. It's all right.
I play a PRS S2 single cut, and it's green.
Whoa.
I play a bass that's way too big for me. I play an Ibanez BTB 5-string.
And right now I'm playing on Will's drums. Thank you, Will. Shut up. I don't know what this is. I can't because they're not here. But yeah, I mean, all drums sound the same, really.
not true.
They're there.
Yeah.
I swear you're important, too. It's okay.
That's a good kit, man.
Yeah. Gets the job done.
Tell us about your first instrument. How did you start getting into music? And, you know, how old were you? Who taught you? Whatever.
I started playing guitar. I played percussion in like fourth grade. Yeah. So that was sick. But then I actually played guitar. I tried picking it up like early in high school, and then I picked it up again like senior year of high school, and then I just played ever since, and I just taught myself how to play. And I took like lessons here for a semester and whatnot, but I just taught myself how to play, and yeah.
I started playing guitar when I was in the third grade, I think. But it was really informal lessons. Like, I was just learning, like, Green Day songs and just, like, you know, power chords. No, nothing wrong with Green Day at all. You know, all love to Green Day. But, you know, I was just doing that for a while. And then in high school, I started to, take it to the next step, I guess. Just, like, learning the fretboard and how to do that. And then college, yeah, I took some lessons, and then especially like playing with these guys made me like learn the instrument a lot better, I feel like.
So I played cello for 16 years and then like halfway through in like middle school, somebody was like, oh, I want to start a rock band. And I was like, can I play cello? And they said, no, you can't. So I picked up bass, and then I've been playing it ever since, and I'm so glad that I did that.
I also started percussion in fourth grade.
Look what happened.
Yeah, seriously. I think in my school, everybody had to play an instrument in fourth grade. I think it was like the rules. But shout out Rob Roth, taught me everything I know. And then shout out Brent Barnett. And also shout out Caleb Bronze here at UVM for the lessons that I took in college. He's a great dude.
Sweet. Well, I have one more question until we get to some amazing music. But what is one album that has impacted you the most as a musician? Or like something that's in your current rotation? Could be either or.
The best album ever of all time. Voodoo,
Voodoo
by D'Angelo.
Voodoo. Voodoo
the R&B album from the
96, 94? I don't remember.
I mean, I really like R&B and jazz, stuff like that, and I used to play a lot more of that stuff. But just as, like, it kind of serves as, like, an important thing, like, for no matter what you play, and it's just a really great album with amazing musicianship, and, like, it's just perfect. So, yeah.
I already said Siamese Dream, so I'm going to say the self-titled album by Horse Jumper of Love. That album rips. It's so awesome. And, yeah, I don't know. It's just super raw, and they play in open D. And when I heard that record, I didn't really know, like, how to get that guitar tone, and I just thought it was crazy town. And you know, I just kind of did my research on guitartabs.com and learned that they played in...
Do you pay for Guitar Tabs?
No, I actually got it for free for some reason.
Wow. You got to tell me how you finessed that.
It was from my old guitar teacher. I'm signed into his account. Yes. I mean, I don't know his password anymore. I mean, I could email him for you if you wanted. But yeah, they played an open D, and that kind of... You know, it just changes the way you look at the instrument, and now, you know, most of the songs we play now and are all in, like, open tunings and stuff, so that kind of was a game changer, I would say.
Yeah, and next to Siamese Dream, I also got to shout out Pearl Jam, because I listened to hundreds of hours of Pearl Jam in the car with my parents, so probably 10 was, like, a really great album for me as, like, you know, 13 through 17, like, I listen to that, like, once a week.
The formative age.
I will say I'm more of a Versus girl myself.
Fair.
But I'm okay with that answer.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
I would have to say probably Mint Jams from Cassiopeia. That kind of, it wasn't like the beginning of what got me into everything, but it really changed the way that I thought about a lot of stuff.
That's dope. Back to the D'Angelo stuff. It's amazing how many bands come through exposure that, like, are not jazz at all, that just immediately jazz influences, which I think is amazing, but yeah.
It's a common denominator.
Yeah.
It's just universally awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shout out jazz. Love you.
Well.
Yeah, do you want to introduce your next song? What do you guys got?
Yeah, Sucka. This song is called Sucka. Give me something.
Moshing here, like I went to Machine Girl this weekend at Higher Ground. Thank you for bringing that same energy in the studio. I loved it. But yeah, I wanted to ask, you got a ton of pedals in here. Like, what's your favorite? Like, what's your board like? Get us through it. Yeah.
All right. I guess this is timely while I'm tuning up. But so my guitar goes right into a tuner. And that goes into my overdrive, and then that goes into the fuzz. Ooh. And then that goes into the chorus, and then that goes into a flanger, and then that goes into a shim reverb. And I'd say my favorite is the Big Muff, just because, like, I mean, it's so awesome. Like,
that was very informative.
Very
Thank you. Yeah.
Smashing Pumpkins-esque, that one right there. Mm.
I just got a bunch of, I almost said a bad word, a bunch of nonsense on here.
Good catch.
I got a looper that shouldn't be on here, and I got a delay that shouldn't be on here. The rest of them are pretty useful. The chorus is always on, a reverb, got a tuner, I got an octave pedal, which is pretty, I like that, but don't really use it a lot, and then a fuzz and an overdrive. But it needs some fixing, this thing.
I love my octave pedal.
Yeah, we're octave brothers.
Yeah.
Octaved up.
No love for wah?
I had a wah on my board for a little bit, and then I just didn't use, like, I just wasn't really using it all that much, so, and it just took up a lot of space. I mean, Zach's got a wah on his board. Which is pretty cool, but no, all love to the wah users. I just, you know, I wasn't using it all that much.
Sweet, yeah.
Different vibe, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a lot of wah in hard rock, yeah.
Has its place.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, I noticed that you just tuned your guitar. You have the majority of your songs in open D, say, or... Are you both tuning your guitars for every song, or, like, what's going on here?
I'm always in open D. and Caleb switches a couple things.
Yeah, I switch. Yeah, I'm mostly in open D, and then we've got three songs that are in like another D style tuning. I actually don't really know what it is, but it sounds pretty, so that's all that matters.
Trail.
Gatekeeping. No, it's DADA C#E.
Ah, you can't let the public know. Come on.
Dude, why'd you do that?
Have at it. Mm.
Speaking of like higher ground and stuff, like what has been your favorite show to play? Any crazy like house shows experiences? What's that been like?
Well, we just had Rick Fest last weekend.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. A favorite that comes to mind. Well, we played Higher Ground, which was pretty cool. For like an experience, it was different.
But we weren't ready. That was like
we weren't ready.
Like
no.
3 or 4 months into like being a band,
we didn't deserve it.
No, definitely not.
But it was cool still.
You were the rookies.
Yeah, we were. Yeah. Probably like one of my favorites. The Furnace. Last Halloween we had a show at the Furnace basement, and it was wild. It was absolutely. Yeah. It was chaos, and also a show we had at the Doghouse Rip.
Oh, Doghouse.
Yeah. Doghouse had a crazy one over, like last semester, bringing it last semester.
Just like way too many people in a basement. It's like, man, what? You know.
There's so much beauty in that place, but like it's gone forever. So, yeah.
Rip.
Mm. Yeah. And I mean, the basements are a lot of fun, but there are a lot of good spots that we've got a lot of privilege to play at. And we play at Radio Bean all the time, which is great, in the Lamp Shop. And, Oh, yeah. We're playing there this Friday.
Yeah.
So please come. We're playing. The show starts at 8. We play last, so we'll probably play like 11 or something like that.
So the headliners, gotcha.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Something like that.
Destacito
is a cool place.
Is that 18 Junk plus, Teaks. Or what's the deal with it?
I assume it's 18 plus Friday, yeah.
All right, Exposure listeners, get on that.
Yeah, if you're 18.
Y'all should come.
Speaking of Exposure listeners, if you have anything that you want to tell the band, you can chat in at wrev.org or call in at 802-656-4399. Yeah.
Off the dome, too. That
it's been a lot of times I've said that now, yeah. Definitely call in. You heard
Who's
it here
first.
Who's
the number one caller?
Do you have, like, a dream bill of, like, someone you want to play with, whether that be here
besides the Smashing Pumpkins?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
I mean, there's this band from Albany, kind of still in the DIY scene, this band called Wiring, that is just like mental. They're crazy. They're cuckoo nuts. Like they're so awesome. And you know, they've played in Burlington a few times, we'd love to play with them. They rip.
Yeah, I don't really know like who we fit with well. It's kind of hard. Like,
pick someone crazy. Like
crazy. I don't know, like Willie Nelson or something.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Bob Dylan's still going.
Yeah,
I see it.
Neil, a little Neil action.
That's beautiful.
They fit in with that.
Do you guys have any music out anywhere?
Not yet.
We've got a bunch of stuff on YouTube. We've got like 3 of our full sets on YouTube. On a YouTube channel called donglebanquet.mp3.
Oh, yeah, shout out Dongle. Yeah,
shout out Dongle. We love Dongle.
Check out that Ute platform.
Well, I think you might have some live recordings after tonight. You might need to put that out. I think you should.
Let's hear another song, you guys.
Yeah,
for sure.
Good.
Sweet. We are here at WRUV with Rabbit Foot for Exposure. That was awesome, guys. What song was that?
Yeah, this song, well, it's called T-Rugs. Yeah. It's named after the bar in the Old North End.
All right.
Wrong.
I don't even know.
Oh, whatever. It's unfinished anyway.
Yeah, it's called T-Rugs.
You guys, inhabitants of T-Rugs, are you often there? Do you find yourself?
Former.
Not really.
Not really anymore. We just like it.
I used to be a long-time goer.
Right,
some bad stuff happened.
I was just right there yesterday because I was voting in Ward 2, but I didn't stop in. I really am kicking myself now.
Post-vote beer.
Yeah. They've got one of those Skittle dispenser machines for a quarter. It's pretty cool.
And they got darts. They got
classic old bar activities.
Old game machine in there. It's really strange. It's like a one of a kind. I recommend you guys see it if possible. I don't even know what it's called or how to describe it.
CRT. Yeah. Yeah, it's like got a bunch of monkey mini games on it. Yeah. It's crazy.
That's awesome. Well, we did have a caller actually.
Whoa.
Lovely. Yeah, exactly. And they asked, what inspires you the most when you're together as a band to write music?
It's got to be harmonics. Just like the sound that these guys can get out of their guitars, it blows my mind. And like when you really get up in that, you know, whatever, how many hertz the harmonics are, I don't know. It just does something to me. You know, I really like them.
Yeah, just like I feel like we are the most productive and inspired when we're all in good spirits and have some good energy for the day. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's pretty defeating.
Yeah.
But when it's going, it's going pretty good, you know, and it is often going good.
Yeah, like it can definitely be an uphill battle, but when we get on our roll, we're like, all right, we got to do everything. Go.
Nice.
That's awesome, yeah. I got a little bit of a left field question, but since we are in Vermont, what Ben & Jerry's flavor do you think describes your band?
It's no longer called Coffee Toffee Heath Bar Crunch, but
whoa.
Coffee, whatever it turned into, they no longer partnered with Heath Bar, which is a little upsetting, but it's still really, really good. It's because it's got caffeine in it. And it's also got, like, butterscotch candy in it. It's, like, hard to go wrong with that.
Some really hyper grandmas. Yeah.
That's
awesome.
I feel like the caffeine also kind of circles back to that last question of, like, what inspires you the most? Like, when we're all very caffeinated,
very funny,
it's like,
yeah.
You know, we're very, very productive.
Mm. What do you think is a song that's currently in your rotation that you really like?
There's this guy out in LA. His name is Daryl Johns. He just put out this song. It's called "I'm So Serious." It's like a new wave, like 80s throwback, like dancey, fun, super catchy. Highly recommend. I've been listening to it on repeat a lot.
I feel like for me, it's been Driven to Tears by The Police.
Ooh.
It's just got like the most messed up guitar solo in it ever, and it's so cool. Like, I've really been heavy on The Police lately, and that song is just that I've been listening to it like every day. It's in the mind.
Do you ever like? Oh, sorry. Continue.
Yeah, I was just gonna say Southern Hospitality by Frickin' Hell.
He's playing it on the phone. He can't get enough.
Dino Gallo.
I've been in a big Police phase too.
Do you ever get like in a point when you're listening to music that you just like listen to like 80 times like back to back?
Yeah, for sure. And then it's time to move on to another song.
No, that's real. Any other songs you guys got?
I've been really liking Modern Color, the band, recently. Good band I really got into. Didn't know they existed. Their album From the Leaves of the Garden, it's really good. It's been super inspirational for me.
Cool. Let's hear another song from you guys. I don't. I'm much music do you have?
We've got like four more songs.
Okay.
ACI.
Oh yeah, four. Oh yeah.
ACI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, what are we waiting for?
Yeah, we're at the
Catholic. Cool.
Do you want to intro the song or just go straight in?
Oh yeah, this song's called ACI.
What does that stand for?
Can't say that. All Seeing Eye.
When are you guys sing? I thought there was going to be some singing.
The next two will have singing.
All right. Looking forward to
it. Not really our
it.
Thing.
No,
yet.
Work in progress.
Work in progress.
Singing's hard.
Yeah.
Singing is hard.
We're not built for that. No, none of us.
And you got to play at the same time.
It's yeah. Come on.
Dang.
Who am I? Anderson Paak.
What's like your favorite environment to listen to music or like create stuff? He's obviously said like bits and pieces and parts you all come together with your music, but
it would probably have to be on the porch.
Like,
That's like that's peak listening. It's kind of cold now, which makes it a little tougher, but I think we've had some of our best ideas just sitting around listening to music, being like, oh, I really, really like that on the porch.
Yeah, it's all of like, us in a circle with the speaker in the middle. Yeah,
yeah.
That's classic.
All kind of just like geeking out over whatever their artists are doing.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say there, and also my room. Like I write a lot of music in my room.
Yeah, good. I mean, your room's got to be a creative place for sure. I do love a porch hang, though. Classic.
Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong with the porch.
Classic spot.
Sometimes you get crazy stuff out of the garage.
Yeah. The garage is also a good spot. Yeah. We practice in a garage right now, and it's pretty awesome. You know, don't want to toot our own horns a little bit, but, you know, the garage is pretty awesome.
Do you guys ever get complaints, like noise complaints?
We did, but we worked it out. Like, we're working with the schedules of various neighbors, and we're pretty rock solid now.
Community man. I like it.
Right.
Nice. Hey, that's...
We're for the people.
That's like the 90s, like, purest at its form. In the garage, yeah.
Garage rock.
Sometimes when you're just sitting alone in the garage, it's crazy.
Just zone out, just like, hey, you need to like
you get all those motorcycle fumes.
Yeah, all the unburnt gasoline from motorcycles.
That's where the best ideas come from.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Are you guys? Did you say motorcycles? Are you guys motorcycle owners? Missed.
Just me, for the most part. And Will.
I'm like pseudo.
But, I have recently acquired a motorcycle, and it is the best decision I've ever made.
Well, that's good.
Terrible decision. We're all so scared all the time.
Don't
it's
advise
like,
that.
No.
Dangerous scary. Means of transportation.
Today was a less good day for it, though.
Yeah, today was warm. It was unsettling, though.
It's
to be not this warm anymore.
I don't get like the 60s weather right now. I feel like it should be snowing. But like I don't want that either. So like
where'd you get the name Rabbitfoot?
There's this band Always, and they put out this album called Blue Rev in 2022, and it's just I misheard the lyrics on one of the songs because, you know, it's hard to hear the lyrics because there's so much noise around them. And I thought they said rabbit foot and I was like, oh, that's so cool. but it didn't turn out to be that. But it stuck for us. Yeah.
Hey, you made the name cool. So, yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, though, aren't rabbit feet like good luck or something?
Yeah.
So it was good luck. It's good luck. It's cool. It's kind of a weird thing. I don't know who came up with that, but nice. Yeah.
It is messed up.
We do not condone stealing rabbit feet.
Well, it's just like the ballerina's toes, like in like a ballet, like conservatory. It's like
is that good luck too?
What?
Wait, what
good
is
luck.
This?
Is that good luck? Ballerina's toes.
You're supposed to run for good luck. It's like there's what? Some weird
what?
Thing.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It
interesting.
Might be
cut the mic.
Cut the mic.
Don't fact check me, please.
Ignorance is bliss. We won't.
Mm-hmm.
Next news story: Rabbit Foot band touching ballerina toes.
Cancelled.
No,
cancelled.
No.
The rates are going to go up.
We're on the fast track.
Yeah.
Cancelled.
Yeah, but any press is good press, eh?
That's
so true.
Right. Cynic, get on that. Come on, next story.
We need a
water
story
tower.
ASAP.
Yeah.
Yeah, water tower would be coming for your life. Like that would be crazy.
That would be an honor.
we'll tip somebody off for you guys.
Yeah.
All right, sweet.
Oh yeah. Let's hear another song.
Let's do it
for sure.
All right. This song's called Simon. And Garfunkel.
Yeah!
got this terrible idea. Still got this ringing in my ear. Still got this terrible idea. Can I do anything at all? Can I do anything at all? Can I do anything at all?
Called? That one's called Simon and Garfunkel.
Right. No, I got that vibe. So
yeah. That was our folky song.
Yeah.
I don't know why you guys said that singing is not your strong suit, because that was awesome. Yeah.
Thanks.
Comprehended Sweet. Every single word of that one. Yeah, for yeah. sure. For
That's
sure.
what it's all about.
Yeah. Man. Well, it's 7 o'clock, and every hour on the hour, WREV has to give our listeners a PSA. So we have a big binder here with a bunch of PSAs. Oh, and usually what we have the bands do is like read the PSA, and sometimes they play like a little backing track under.
Oh. Yeah.
You guys want to get into that? You know, yeah. take a look through the binder. Who wants to read?
We got some funny ones in there too.
Yeah, some creative freedom right here.
Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Yeah, get it. Look for a good one. No pressure.
As always, you can call into the studio and
Yeah,
send us some stuff.
Luna.
Mm-hmm. I love that one.
That was like my top song for October.
Really?
Yeah. All of Siamese Dream. I can't say it on air, but Silver Blank.
Yeah.
Silver Blank
is like one of my top, yeah.
We played that song before. It is so much fun. I love that song.
It is awesome.
Yeah, I actually have one.
It's okay.
What kind of vibe?
Big pressure.
Yeah, what's the vibe?
What do you mean?
What's the vibe? What are we
playing? Yeah, what are you reading about?
Play something?
Yeah.
Oh,
whatever.
Just play whatever you think.
All right.
This is the biggest decision you'll ever make in your entire life.
It was
in the beginning, no?
No, I found another one.
Pressure is on.
It's okay. We can get some noodling from the band back here. Everyone loves a good noodle.
He's having choice paralysis.
We've all been there.
Okay, this one.
Yeah. Oh. Right. You guys ready?
Well, come on, let's do it.
All right. How does it go?
Yeah, wait, start reading and we'll match whatever you're reading.
Do you know how to properly dispose of paint, herbicides, pesticides, automotive fluids, and other household hazardous waste? Never pour these chemicals down a storm drain or the drains in your home. Even in small amounts, these chemicals can be toxic and corrode the pipes in your home. They can also contaminate our waterways. These leftover chemicals should be taken to a household hazardous waste collection center or take-back event. the Environmental Depot, located at the 1011 Airport Parkway in South Burlington, accepts household hazardous waste for the Chittenden County. This has been a message from your environmentally friendly DJs at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
Yeah, I could feel the contaminants in that instrumental.
Oh, yeah, let me clarify. If you have any you need to get rid of, they can be taken to a household hazardous waste collection center or take-back event, such as the Environmental Depot located at 1011 Airport Parkway in South Burlington. That's yeah, where Hunter works.
Love it. Basically, there's radiation.
Shout out CSWD.
We love the dump.
The dub.
That was awesome. Maybe our most silly one yet. Yeah. I liked it.
Very informative, very environmentally very conscious. Very toxic.
Feeling a little radioactive right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you guys. Thank you.
Yeah. Speaking of, like, radioactive stuff, I have, like, a couple silly questions that I just have on my phone, but, like, if your band had a superpower, what would it be? Like, if you catch my drift, yeah.
Magnetism.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Like Magneto, is that his name?
Yeah, like yeah, Magneto.
Yeah.
Mm. Magneto. Yeah.
Is that like referring to Neato the band or?
Oh, it could be now.
Shout out Neato.
Shout out Neato for real. Aiden Flanagan and the New World Order.
Other silly questions?
Let me look through here. What?
You kind of set it up like there was No.
I literally had the Ben and Jerry's one and the superpower one. I have one.
There we go.
I got one. Wait. All right. If you could eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would